91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon, Tucson, and thanks for joining us today at 91.3 KXCI Radio, where our broad community with many perspectives comes together, and that community is you. This is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more about us on Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. The Tucson Folk Festival is something that takes all year to plan and execute, and those of us who are a part of it are still reeling in the joy of its success. I felt so happy to be at the Plaza stage when Jillian Bissett got called up on stage to sing a song with Carlos Arzate. And the song was a song he wrote for her called Rules of Engagement, and they sung it together. It was thrilling. I first got introduced to Jillian when she performed at Centennial Hall during the pandemic at what was called the Tucson Studio. I'm thrilled that we have Jillian Bissett on today's show. So let's find out more about this wonderful singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist with this incredible smoky alto voice.
I'm so delighted that we have Jillian Bissett on our show this week because, as I said last week, somehow I have never heard her perform until the Folk Festival a couple weeks ago. And I was just mesmerized by her singing and her style. I didn't want her set to end, quite honestly. So I was determined to get her on our show to learn more about her. And here she is. Jillian Bissett has been around Tucson music scene for years, and she's captivated audiences with her voice, her vocal loops, which have become a specialty for her, and great harmonies. Her voice has been compared to Amy Winehouse and Adele, and she has shared the stage with big names like Lake Street Dive and The Misfits. Just about exactly a year ago, Jillian released her album, Joy. The album transformed her solo loop set into a full band sound, showing off her ever-evolving artistry. Now, at this point, Jillian is also joining forces with Chris Callahan to form the electric alt-country duo Bissett and Callahan, who, by the way, she played with at the Folk Festival. That's the set that I saw. They do Western ballads and rock anthems. I just have to say this, that Jillian and Chris took the word acoustic seriously at the Folk Festival, and they did not plug in their instruments or play any electronics, which was very appreciated. However, they probably noticed that most performers do plug in their guitars now at the Folk Festival, and just about anything goes anymore. But they were so charming about it, and their synergy, plugged in or not, helped create the magic of the Tucson music scene that day. The crowd loved them, which included both Aspen and me. Jillian, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you so much. That was overwhelming. And lovely. Thank you.
Well, it was all true. Yeah. We always like to start by asking our guests if they're from Tucson, there's so few who are, or if they came here from somewhere else. Why are you in Tucson?
I was born in Tucson and I'm third generation. So my Aunt Colleen was the original owner of Laverna's Coffee Shop on Broadway and Plummer. Our whole family worked there. I used to go there before school and bus tables and eat French toast. So we've been a big part of the Tucson community for a long time. And my mom is an artist and creative of herself, would take me a lot of places. So the Folk Festival and downtown music scene in the 90s is very nostalgic for me, for sure.
I just want to say I have eaten at Laverne's many times. I think it was my friend Bob and my daughter who turned me on to Laverne's. What a great place.
I know, it's they're giant. The family that my aunt sold it to, the woman's name is Rosa, they did not remodel a thing. They didn't move a picture. You can go in right now and it's like a time capsule from 1996. But yeah, portions are still giant and it's still delicious. So you should go.
That's wonderful. A little bit of Tucson history while we're at it. And it's so amazing to meet somebody who's a Tucson native. There's so few of you. I was saying before the show, I only know three people who were actually born in Tucson, and two of them's last name was Ronstadt. So it's quite exciting to know this. Okay, well, tell us about your musical journey from the beginning. When did you start playing music, and are you from a musical family?
I'm not. My mom could carry a tune. I remember we used to sing the song Barges on our way to school, and it's like, Barges, I would like to go with you. I would like to sail the ocean blue. And then there's a high part, which is Barges, I would like to go with you. I guess that's the low part. I would like to sail the... So that was like literally the extent of my musical like history as a child. But I always loved it. I always knew I wanted to sing and play music. I wanted to be in choir. So I briefly lived in San Diego when I was a late teenager and did some open mics there in Ocean Beach. Didn't really start giving it a real go until October of 2013. There was a local group out of Wilcox called Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl. And they have a tragic storyline. She passed away from lupus. Derek, her husband, committed suicide the following day. And I remember following the story. It just hit me so hard. I was like, this all could be over tomorrow. Like everything could just be over tomorrow. And if I don't try to do this, like, what are we doing? Why are we all here? You know, like really big questions. So I cold called Kelly Carpenter. She was a musician and she's moved to the Midwest now, but she is a friend of Carlos Arzate, who is still my dear friend. And I was like, you don't know who I am. I don't know you. Can we have breakfast, a drink, something? She said yes. And then I started putting a set together and playing music out. Every person on the journey and that was connected to Kelly Carpenter was so kind and so welcoming. It was so easy to be a part of. I met my husband, Paul, who played bass in Shrimp Chaperone, a local surf band that's been around since 1997. And that's where I met Chris Callahan. And that totally changed my musical journey forever. This is a guy who can play guitar, just world-class guitar player. All of the steps along the journey have grown from there.
You know, your singing style is so unique. The whole time you were singing, I was thinking Amy Winehouse. Did you start out right away singing like that? Or was it a style that you developed?
This is how it's been since I was born. This is a fun story. I was 3 or 4. It's whenever The Little Mermaid came out the first time, the Disney version, the cartoon. And there's this part where she's losing her voice to Ursula the Sea Witch. And she goes, ah. I thought I was in trouble. And my mom, she comes running from the kitchen. And she was like, sing that again. I was like, okay. And I did. She was like, that was it. It was right on pitch. You've got it. You know, and it was just after that, it was singing, don't worry, be happy now. It's always been something I could do. I don't even remember a time when I didn't sing.
I don't know that you could really learn a technique like that. It's just so wonderful. I could listen to you forever. Tell us about your work with looping, because that seems to be quite central to your music right now. For those out there who do not know what looping is, tell us what it is and how did that come about?
We were playing together, the band Jillian and the Giants, from 2013 to around 2017. And that was me on keys, Paul Radek on bass, Chris Callahan on guitar, and Julia Schlossberg on drums. I got pregnant with my third child, Miles, in 2017. And we couldn't do regular band practice anymore. The baby was asleep. So I had to figure out how to keep being creative and not be loud. I had just seen a band in Phoenix called House of Stairs. And their lead singer, her name was Holly Pyle. She lives in Los Angeles now. She started to sing and then you heard a harmony on top of it. And then it was like a chorus was coming out of nowhere. I said, Holly, what is this magical thing you have? And she told me it was a Boss looping station, an RC-505. And it's a machine that allows you to loop with yourself in real time. So if you have any sense of rhythm, you can just quickly stack harmonies on top of each other and build a bass beat like a dum dum. And then you can do them like you just do a melody on top of it. And then you have a song that's playing underneath and you can just start singing. There doesn't have to be anyone else in the room and you can just kind of build the whole band in front of you and have headphones on and the baby is asleep and everyone's happy.
All right. That was the perfect answer for you. Well, good. I want the audience to know what we're talking about in terms of both your voice and your music, just in case they haven't heard you. So Aspen, what are we going to hear first by Jillian?
Well, I think this is hysterical because the first one we're going to listen to is called The Kids Will Be Fine. And now I'm kind of wondering if it was about this story you just told. The album Joy, which it's on, came after a year of substantial heartbreak. So tell us what the song The Kids Will Be Fine is about.
I had just put together this looping set in 2018 or whatever it was. And then, as we all know, 2 years later, so the set was still pretty new, we all went into lockdown. And my children at the time were 12, 11, and 1. So my experience during the pandemic was very different than a lot of the musicians that I knew. So a lot of musicians I knew, they weren't having gigs anymore, but they had a lot of time to practice. They had a lot of time to do all these things. And we were just in the trenches every day, making sure all the kids weren't bored and losing their mind on video games and still growing socially and still doing all these. You just had all these directions you had to go. And we were terrified and scared and trying to pretend we weren't. And so like the kids weren't scared. I went into my oldest son's room and he was playing Minecraft. And he was like, Mom, look at what I did. And it was this series of buildings and they were like rainbow colored. And the first one was made out of diamonds and the second one was made out of rubies and the third one was made out of all this stuff. And they had created this world that was like a rainbow gem, beautiful. And I was like, they're going to be okay. There's been traumatic events since the beginning of human history. This is a traumatic event that we're going through now. They're strong enough to handle this. Who am I to think that these children aren't going to be able to navigate the waters that our ancestors also did? You know, like, we're not special. Mm-hmm. They blew my mind with how calmly, and it was just no big deal to them. And yeah. Of course, there's stuff that we've been working on since then, but it also was just a cool window into the strength that they have.
Their perspective is enlightening. You know, it really is. Yeah.
Thanks.
So we are going to listen to The Kids Will Be Fine, which I'm so glad to hear, from the album Joy, which was released on April 13th, 2023. So let's give a listen.
I wonder why they're asking if kids will be fine. They're making worlds in the bedrooms. Easy come, easy go. The further the vantage, the clearer the focus. Eyes above, show.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. And we're returning to our interview with singer-songwriter Jill Bissette.
Well, that was a delightful song. So, Jillian, how would you describe your music? Is there one genre it fits into?
I don't think so. Joy, the album, it's an interpretation of what my looping live set is. So my looping live set, it's acoustic. It's a really odd thing to say because it's multiple voices, which is an organic instrument. When we were in the studio, and I was in the studio with Stephen Lee Tracy at St. Cecilia's, Katie Haverly, and myself, all were this little triangle of thought. And we were in the studios deciding how we wanted this album to feel by the time it was done. And we decided to take apart all the different vocal lines and assign an instrument to them. A musical piece that I'd composed with my voice, but it was just translated differently. And it was fun. Like, it was so fun. I'm like, all of a sudden, these songs were very different. It's been a journey. I think Jillian and the Giants was indie rock. I think the looping segment was acoustic. It felt close. It was intimate. The release show that we had for the album was a live band version. So we had this monster lineup. Ryan Alfred on bass, Elizabeth Goodfellow on drums, Chris Pena on keys, Stephen Tracy on drums, Catherine Burns, Celeste Amedee on backup vocals. It was nuts. It was bananas. So fun. There was a balloon drop, a dancing troupe, a secret trumpet player. You know, the Rosano brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Dressed up in a top hat, comes out, not there the whole show. And then we did Yellow Submarine as the encore, and he just shows up in the audience. It was so fun. We just had so much fun. So it's like if like Pink Floyd and Loretta Lynn got together and were like, we're going to have a band. That's what we did. That's Bissette and Callahan. That's what I'm doing right now. That's my bread and butter.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned them. And I'm glad you clarified there really isn't a genre that we could put you in, because I sure as heck couldn't come up with one. Let's talk about your collaboration with Chris. You talked briefly about how that started. What are you two doing as Bissette and Callahan?
So in Bissette and Callahan, we have two electric Telecaster guitars with certain suite of guitar pedals. The ones that I have right now are an octaver, a delay, a phaser compression, and we run through Fender Princeton amps, the new kind, the solid state kind. So they're very light and they have an XLR out that will blow people's minds. It didn't blow my mind 7 months ago because I had no idea what any of that meant. And I still am nervous that I might have said a bunch of things wrong, because of the two of us, Chris is definitely the brains of the operation when it comes to gear. He built our guitars. Each part was researched and figured out. My hands are small, so I needed a thinner fretboard than typical. Each part was thought of, and he's really good at that kind of stuff. If people need their guitars fixed, he's got all of his stuff together. And then he plays lead. I play rhythm. We have a lot of material to pick from. We've been playing together for 12 years. So there's Giant songs we can play, Shrimp Chaperone songs we can play. And then we're recording right now our next album. It's called Amargosa, that in theory will be out next year.
Wow, what a history you have. I didn't know it had been so long, and how lucky you are to have such a great musical partner. But let's listen to a song that you and Chris do. Aspen, what have we got?
Okay, this is a great song. It's called In the Pines, and it was recently released on February 14th this year. And as I was listening to it, I'm going, this song sounds familiar to me. And I read that it is sometimes known as Where Did You Sleep Last Night, a song that was sung originally by Lead Belly. And I guess it regained notoriety by Nirvana's live 1993 performance. So can I ask why you chose this song for today?
This is the first single that we've released as Bissette and Callahan. It's a cover, but it's one that we do and we love it. I'm a big fan of covers. And I think the interesting thing about this particular song is it was even a cover for Lead Belly. I think that, like, we don't even know. It's so old that no one knows where it actually started.
That's a true folk tune when you don't know the origin of it.
Right.
All right, so let's give a listen to In the Pines by Bissette and Callahan.
said was found in the driveway. His body was never found.
I love that song. You and Chris did it at the Folk Festival, and I heard it. I loved it then, so I was glad that you chose that for today. Where do you play? Do you have a favorite venue you like to play at?
That's a great question. Our favorite venue no longer exists. It was called Flycatcher, formerly Plush, and that's where we really felt at home. There was a 5 o'clock happy hour show on Fridays. And people would just show up. Anyone who was working downtown, as soon as you were done, you could just go in, have a beer before you go home, 5 to 7, and we'd be playing. And it just had this like Cheers atmosphere, you know, super fun. Everybody knows each other, and it was great. We've done a lot of shows at Shay's Lounge lately, also on 4th Avenue, right across the street from where Plush was. Jill Brammer, the owner, we love her. She is incredible, and she is such a supporter of local music, as you guys probably know. Other than that, we've been trying to do one out of Tucson gig per month. We just played a little bar in Sierra Vista, and it's brand new. It's called Tell Mama. And the stuff that they are doing there, they have all the right ingredients. Of all the places we've played lately, that's been one of our favorites. Catherine Kwan there is doing high-res video and audio of a couple of the songs that you do. The vibe is great. They want to promote community. It's awesome. Another place in town in Tucson that we love is the Gardens at Rose Canyon. It's on the east side. So holla, east side people, thank the Lord. There is music you don't have to drive downtown for. They're so sweet. It's a gorgeous little spot, and it's covered in all this beautiful foliage and gorgeous desert plants. And it's an awesome spot. So we really like the Gardens lately too.
Okay. Well, tell our audience where they can find your website, your music, and where you're performing.
So you can find out about everything I'm doing at BassetteandCallahan.com and also at JillianBassette.com. We are on all the social medias. If they have it, we have a profile. You can follow us, like our stuff, and buy our stuff on Bandcamp. And our next show is April 26th at Club Congress. We will be playing with Charlie Marks from Reno, Nevada, and our friend Patchwork Jack from Utah.
Excellent to know. All right. Thank
all
you.
All right.
Well, Jillian, thanks so much for taking the time to come and talk to us today.
Well, unfortunately, as it happens on every show, we are out of time. But we want to thank you so much, Jillian, and taking the time to talk with us today about your music and your career. I think we all had smoky alto voices today. So, and you add so much to our music scene in Tucson. You really do. I'm so glad we found you. You're just a powerhouse. And thanks to all of you out there for supporting Broad Perspectives Radio at KXEI. You can learn more about us on Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxei.org. Right now, stay tuned, because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.